Thanks. Are you tired?
I'm tired. It's a nighttime episode.
It is a nighttime episode.
I'm a little tired. It's all right. I'll make it through.
Who's visiting us today?
What do you mean?
Who is this?
Who am I?
Yes.
Tridford Rumplebump.
Tridford Rumplebump.
Yes.
Rumplebum or Rumplebump?
Depends on how well the night goes, Missy.
Well, we're sitting downstairs in our basement recording a podcast.
Yes.
So how do you expect?
I reckon that's a good start.
Oh, it is? Okay. Like you scratch my back, I scratch yours?
My rumple bump.
Okay.
The night is young. With Trid! Perfect. That's it. We have the intro song.
Sure.
Done.
All right. Hi, everyone. Welcome back to another episode of Sheena Interrupted.
I'm here with you.
You're here with
Tridford me. Tridford Rumplebump.
And I am Sheena service. Melwani.
What are you talking about today?
So today I was thinking that we could talk about...
I like it when you think.
You do?
Makes for good content.
It does. I like to use my noggin.
Your noggin's fine.
Thank you.
It's a fine noggin if I've ever seen one.
Thank you. It's not just a hat rack. So today... I was actually thinking...
What's a hat rack?
Seriously?
Yes.
It's a rack to put your hat on?
You have a rack for your hats?
Some people do.
You?
My head?
You put hats on your head for storage?
Not for storage.
You're confusing me. I'm so confused, I don't know where I've gone in the accents.
You've changed it for sure.
Tridford Rumplebump's no more.
Who is it now?
I don't know.
This fat
to me, I'm back. Couldn't stay away from you. You saw right through me screen.
This fat guy might get lucky tonight.
Ooh!
You know how I like the guy who rubs his belly. Okay, so
baby
today,
baby back,
maybe this guy's good for today's episode. Today, we are talking about things that people want to know, like guys and girls want to know, but okay. Are too embarrassed to ask.
What do you mean?
Or like just uncomfortable.
Like what's a cumulus cloud?
No.
What do you mean?
Like about each other. Like questions.
Oh, dear.
Oh, dear is right.
Tampoon questions.
You can ask tampoon.
Is that what you're asking me?
You can ask tampoon questions. We can talk about puzzles. We can talk about all the things that you want to talk about.
These late night editions are getting more and more fun.
So today we are talking about, I pulled like a bunch of different questions that people want to know the answers to. And if you have your own, you may ask.
I always have my own questions.
I'm sure you do. So if there's anything that you want to know, go ahead. All things are allowed
so
today.
So no, we're just no intros today, no nonsense. Just
I did an
diving
intro.
In.
I did an intro.
Just boom, ask me a question. What do you want to know? What have you pondered?
What exactly?
Okay.
Okay,
go. I'll go first.
Okay, you go first.
Do you use deodorant? This is a two-part question. Do you use deodorant?
Of course I use deodorant.
Why do you use deodorant?
To keep my body smelling fresh.
Your armpit smelling fresh.
Yeah.
Because your arms... Because
under my arms smells.
So do you use deodorant under your boob?
No.
Because could under the boob be the same as under the arm in terms of restriction of airflow and therefore accumulation of sweat and other debris?
No, debris?
I don't know what happens in there.
What's going on?
I don't know. I really don't know.
No. Okay.
So you don't need...
Under your arms, there are sweat glands. So that's why you sweat from there.
So you and don't have sweat glands under the boob.
Maybe a few, but they don't smell.
How you know you smell? Is that smelled. What you ladies do in the bathroom for so long? You smell each other's boob glands?
No.
Are you sure? Like when you work out,
yeah,
that's always wet.
Yes.
On your
sporting
equipment.
Yeah, but so is like the band under your... Like around your chest, and so
that's
is,
my point.
Yes?
So why don't you deodorant down there if it's sweating from like that profusely?
Because
maybe you do. I didn't know. I'm used to ask. I'm asking.
That's fine.
In the comment, oh, Stop. You interrupted. Thank you for listening to the number one podcast you're listening to right now.
This has to be the best podcast host you're listening to right now, for sure.
Tridford Rumble Bums.
Bums?
Rumble Bump.
You forgot your name?
I don't know what my name is. I made up a name to sneak in your room, but you discovered me.
Okay. Yes,
shameless wench.
Isn't that a bad word?
A wench?
Yeah.
It's a vixen.
Is it?
I've ever seen one.
No, check.
Archaic, humorous, a girl or young woman. In the new film about Columbus, she plays the token buxom wench.
Buxom?
Yeah.
Buxom and wench go together? I am neither.
Yeah, buxom wench.
I'm not buxom.
If you were buxom, you'd put some deodorant down there, that's for sure.
Next question.
There was a lady in my neighborhood growing up.
Uh-huh.
They used to call her Wendy Smelly T. She didn't put deodorant in the right places.
You don't have to.
Wendy sure did.
Do you put deodorant in any other places?
No, not big enough. Give me time, lady. I'm trying to grow them like yours.
Okay. Do you have another question for me, or should I go?
I went first. Your turn.
Okay.
You have to ask a question. I'm sure people, if you have questions and you like this type of thing, why don't you leave your questions in the comments? I like this type of
episode. Yeah, I think it's fun.
Maybe every, you know.
We could do one like this where we answer your questions.
I was saying, ask the questions. We'll ask them.
No, but we could like open it up and do a question box. Leave
the comments.
Yeah, but then I have to go filter through the questions.
So what question box? There's 7 comments on your videos. It's not too complicated. I think you're very confused about how popular you are. I think if you removed... You
have to shoot for the
sort
moon.
Sort by people you know.
Shoot for the stars.
Please text.
Wait, what's Ma, the thing?
Please text me your question.
What's the thing?
Just ask your mother to text you.
You have to shoot for the stars and you might land on the moon.
No, you're actually correct.
Oh, shoot for the moon.
But they say the opposite. Shoot for the moon and if you miss, grab a star.
No, it's the other way.
No. It's backwards. And people all say it. I shot for the moon. I missed, but at least I grabbed a star on my way down. You didn't grab a star on your way down. You grabbed some broken satellite that Elon Musk put. You didn't make it to the stars. The moon is so much closer.
Whatever. You know what I mean.
I know what you mean. You said it backwards. Star. You got it right. This is the world we're living in now.
Okay.
Even
I have
broken
a
clock is right twice a day.
Yes, this is true.
Not a digital clock. That's broken the whole time.
Yes, this is true. But it's also right twice a day.
No, it's off. It's digital. It's broken. It's off. It just says 0000888888.
I have a question.
Yes.
All right. My question is, if I text you throughout the day, like at various points in the day to check in.
What check in? What are you checking for?
Like if I...
What am I, Foursquare?
Like
checking in?
You leave...
I don't give a...
So you leave at like 8 o'clock. I text you around like 10 to say, hey, what's up? How's your day going? And then I text you again around like 12 and say, hey, are you having lunch? What are you eating? What's up? And then I call
like
you.
Just nonsense
like,
stuff.
Huh?
Like just nonsense stuff.
Just like checking in, not like nonsense.
Like I have nothing to do right now.
No, just text. Like, are you okay? How's it going? Are
no,
you having
I just
a
fell.
Good
Thank
day?
You for checking. I've been laying on the floor. Why didn't you call? Why didn't you just get up and go? No, because I'm waiting for your call to make sure
answer.
I'm okay.
I was going to ask.
Yeah.
Do you like it when I check in multiple times through the day?
You've never done that. Thankfully.
I guess that's
what
no.
is the point though? What is there a question?
You know
in
when
there?
I do call you or text you, you don't answer.
You know that when I pick up, I say hello.
Yeah.
And you say, hey, how's it going? And I say, yeah, and I'm silent.
Yeah.
It's because I'm anticipating some need that I have to fulfill.
Yeah.
Not just okay, bye.
But some people do that. They just call to check in.
Yeah,
like my mom, she calls to check in, not because she needs something. She calls
call
to check in. My sister, she calls to check in. Do you want me to call
no.
you to check
you
in?
You can call.
You won't answer.
I'll put an AI for you.
What do you mean you'll put an AI?
I'll just put a automate. I'll build a product for you. Just text and I'll set a code that you can, it'll text you back. But don't ask me why I was texting such nonsense in response.
No, but seriously.
I'm gonna get,
do
you're gonna
hate
get out
it
of
when
offices
people text you like random stuff?
You're going to get an out of home message. You message it. I'm sorry. I'm not in the home right now. Please don't talk to me. When I get home. I will answer your messages.
You don't want me to check
for immediate assistance, please call yourself.
Like, do you ever feel as if maybe it would be nice to just hear from your spouse?
During the day?
Yes.
Yeah.
Like, how are you? How's your day going?
Yeah.
Yes?
That'd be nice.
So I should do that?
Yeah.
Like a few times a day?
At least 6-7 times.
Can you be real?
I'm telling you.
Okay, I'm going to call you 6-7 times tomorrow.
Just text.
Okay, I'm going to text you 6-7 times tomorrow. You better text me back.
No. Why? I didn't say I'm going to text back. I'll read it. I'll say, oh, wow, she thought of me, and I'll go back to doing what I was doing.
No, you have to text me back.
No, I'm not doing that.
Why not?
I don't want to know what you're doing at that time.
Why not?
I don't care. No, why? I really don't care what you're doing at that time.
Okay.
Like you're working on something. You went for a walk. You did, I don't know, every time I come home, your nails are a different color. You must be doing that at some point in the day. I'll just be frustrated.
You will?
Yeah. I'd be like, here I am sitting here on the floor, my ankles twisted because I was waiting for her text and I hit it, walked into the garbage can, and she's gone to the nail parlor again for the third time this week.
I don't go 3 times a week.
3 times a month?
No, once
a month. 3 times a year?
Once a month.
Oh.
I did my nails last
every time
last
you change
month.
Your tampon, you get a new thing. Is it my question again?
Go ahead.
Like, you know when the sink in the bathroom wasn't working properly?
Okay.
Like it was just dripping.
Uh-huh.
I couldn't sleep properly. I had to put the towel because it kept going drip,
yeah.
Drip, drip. Is that what you are?
A faucet?
You're just like dripping like that all the time?
No.
It's no?
Not. No.
I don't know if I want to know this, actually. Like, isn't it amazing that there are only, like, you have the internet, you have videos, you have everything.
Yes.
Yet there are some things
that
the majority of people just don't understand about each other.
Yes. No, this is not true. Not the majority of people don't understand about each other. It's the majority of men don't understand about women.
Yes.
Women don't need to understand this about men.
No, but you have all other things that...
What do you have that I don't understand?
So many things.
Like what?
I can't tell you. It's a secret code.
Okay.
So
what else you got?
But I don't... I don't know if I want to even know that.
I mean, look...
Like, this you didn't even know.
Of course I knew.
No, you must have just like one day been like, oh my God, what the hell just happened? I have this idea that it's like, you know, when you go to the water park...
Yeah.
And like it fills in the bucket and then the bucket flips over and falls on the kid's head.
Yeah.
I have a feeling it's like that because sometimes you get up and you're like, whoa. And I think it's because you just like had this.
How do you know that you're like, whoa?
Because you say it, whoa. You don't remember?
No.
That time you're like, whoa, good thing I.
That was when my water broke.
Oh, that was when we had a child. Never mind. I always get confused if you're delivering a child or just having your thing.
Wait, are you serious?
Yeah.
What's the question?
I retract my question. I don't want to know.
Do you care?
No.
You didn't even...
I'm almost sure the answer is no. Okay, go ahead. Ask.
Do you care?
Unless you end with about me or about something else, the answer is going to be no. I care about like 7 things. So it's... Pretty sure the answer is no. If you don't know, for sure the answer is no.
There's something on my mind.
Yeah.
Do you care to know what it is?
No.
Really?
No. You'll just say it.
No, but if I know that you don't
you
care,
you must
then
think about such. I know what you read.
Okay.
I know what you put in there.
In my head?
Yeah. I don't want to know what's happening in there.
Are you serious?
You read about fairies that open coffee shops after they're done chasing sexy orgs. I don't even know the words of these beasts that you read about now. Even,
you're mixing up 17 different stories.
So what do you think happens in your head when you read all those stories? I don't want to know what kind of vixen fairy coffee shops you think about.
I'm not thinking about that.
So then you're thinking about what new nails you're going to do. You're going to think about like, oh, I have this video idea. You're going to think about, oh, I have to do this. I don't want to know
these
things.
What if I'm thinking about something to do with the kids?
Then you'll say it.
Or what if I'm thinking about the next place that I want to go on vacation?
You know, a lot of the time our fights are because you think I can read what's in your head and I cannot. So that's
why
I don't want to know.
So wouldn't you rather know?
No way. Then my best defense is going to go out the window. You'll be like, wait, you read that in my head just now. I want to know that has to be verbalized
so
for me to be.
The question is, do you want me to tell you what's in my head?
All the time? Yes. No, you'll never keep quiet then. Everyone has a voice in their head that's constantly blah, 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 blah.
Yeah.
I don't even want to hear what's in my own head the whole
time. I want to know what's in your head.
Oh, you don't want that.
I really do.
No. Like right now, yeah. I have random, all the time, I have random things in my head.
I think everybody have you not who's noticed listening that to by the this show? Podcast knows this.
And I have to filter about 99.999% of what's in my head.
I wish you would get give the me 0.00.
5%. Yes. You'll fall off your chair. In this moment, I've thought about what it would be like if there was a hole in your chair so you could poop while you're doing the show. Did you know that? I thought about why don't we have an extra large light bulb in that for show lamp on the side that I don't even know if it's in the videos. It just shows. I've thought about breaking that guitar for fun because why? It's never used. It's just there for shits and giggles. That could be your new podcast. You take a poop and you laugh. Do you really want to know what else comes in my head? Next week on Shits and Giggles, she's going to take a shit while laughing. And I bet you if you did that on like Patreon, you'd make a ton of money. Because this world's a messed up place. You don't want to hear what's in people's heads, my friend. Let them filter it and just release what they can release. That was in 10 seconds. That's what I was. I came up with a brilliant, dirty podcast for you. You want to do it?
No.
Shits and Giggles. You do both well. You might as well make money off of it.
Oh, my God.
What?
I retract my question. Yeah,
okay. See, I told you. You don't be careful what you ask for sometimes.
Your turn.
Yeah, people always think it's like, oh, there's something big. No.
Okay, your turn. I'm like
wondering what would happen if cats all of a sudden could bark.
That's not possible. It's so not anatomically possible. They cannot make that noise. It's just not possible.
You read about sexy fairies who fight wars with other beasts, and you're talking about a cat that can bark? That's your problem?
Oh, my God. You need to let that go. That was like probably 10 books ago.
Okay. I have another one.
Okay.
Why do we need so many pillows? Where? Anywhere. What? Where? Right now I'm sitting on a pillow. Are you sitting on a pillow? Yes. Is there a pillow there on the floor? Is there?
Yes.
Yes. How many pillows are over there? We're in the basement right now. I can't turn because I lose my face. How many pillows do you see?
Five.
Five. And in up there? In that back room? And in the back room, there's how many pillows? This is in the storage, people. Now, you can't even see these. How big is the biggest pillow in our room?
As big as Zara.
Yeah. It is 3 feet by 2 feet. Right? It's, really it's a bed. It's a bed for a small child. Yes. And how many other pillows do we have in our room?
Five.
Including the 5-in-1.
That's not, it's one pillow.
Okay, one massive pillow. Then
and then
we have
two for
four.
You, two for me, and then the lumbar pillow.
No, there's three for each of us, because then there's also the two that oh, those wear are the clothes. Yeah. So there's 2, 4, 6, 7, 8 in our room.
Yes.
6, 7, 8 here downstairs. Yes. How many are there in the office?
1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6.
7.
6. Why did you say 7? You didn't even know
which one.
Because
there's pairs of two and there's a single one. So that's there's 7.
The two furry ones.
Yeah.
The two velvet ones.
Yeah.
The two yellow ones. And the one that
the
says
green
good
one.
Vibes.
So that's 7.
Oh.
7. Okay.
Yes. And
then
the
in
one...
the guest room where nobody is, there's 4.
Uh-huh.
And then each kid, I think, must have, I don't know,
2 pillows each.
Okay, so there's 65 pillows in this house. Please go ahead. Answer.
Okay.
Why do we have so many pillows?
People like pillows.
No. No. Not all people.
Okay. People, when they sleep,
yeah.
They need 2 pillows each.
Fine. So there's 4 of us in this house.
Okay.
8 pillows. Where are the other 52 pillows deployed?
When you sleep,
yeah, you need 8 pillows? You just make a bed of pillows? Then why do we need mattresses? We should just sleep on pillows.
When I sleep,
we can be like,
I sleep on one pillow.
Yeah.
And then I have one pillow between my knees.
Fine.
Okay.
2.
Yep. And then the other one, the gray one. That...
Let me help.
Okay.
How many pillows do you have to deploy every night off the bed before sleeping?
4. 4.
And then you remount them in the morning.
Yes.
Okay. Just checking. So what do they do? They protect your bed? Like, do you think they have some?
They make me happy. They look warm. They bring the whole look to life. They add a little something. And
so
they're like,
that's what they do.
Yes. They're for decorate. They're decorative pillows, most of them.
Do you have more pillows or pictures of your family in your house?
Pillows.
Okay. Anyone else, if I'm psychotic, please, in the comments, I want you to tell me if there are more pictures of your loved one in your house or pillows. Our ratio is 3. If someone comes to my house and brings a photo, I say, please bring 3 pillows. Otherwise, your photo, you and your picture can get lost.
When people come to the house and they sleep in the...
When they come to our house, we give them a pillow as a parting gift. If you ever come to my house, please take a pillow.
When they come to the house, they always ask for extra pillows. So the ones
One's ever asked in this house for extra pillows, because every room has 50 pillows.
My mom and dad have both asked for extra pillows.
In our bedroom?
Yes, because sometimes...
Oh, Sheena, can you please keep 3 extra pillows in your room?
Because sometimes people like to sleep with 2 pillows under their heads and then one between their knees, or one under their knees, or one under their legs.
Now I remember why I forget your answers. Because they're infuriating. Thank you for coming and sleeping in my house. Here's 12 pillows in case you're uncomfortable. They're going to look at you like there's something wrong in your head.
There's nothing wrong.
They'll be like, hey.
Go to everybody's house that has like a person, not a female necessarily, but a person who
who's
takes,
also a little
who
wacko.
Takes care of decorating.
Did you ever work at TJ Maxx?
No, it adds...
These are all full price pillows.
It adds a pop of color. It adds a little character. It adds a little... It's like a warm hug, a
it's
pillow.
Not.
Like yesterday, when Zara was sitting down here, she literally sat with this pillow here tucked to her chest because it made her feel comfortable and warm. Pillows That's make okay. you feel good.
I know.
They do.
They make me feel so good when I have to go in the room and carry them all and throw them as hard as I can against the other side of the room in frustration.
You don't
I feel
even
so
take
good.
The pillows off the bed. It's, I do that every
sometimes.
Night.
That's why you're so ripped. That one pillow is like... You can't even move it some days.
It's
you're so tired. You're like, forget it. I'm just sleeping here.
I love
some
that
days
pillow.
I go sleep in the other room because it's quicker than undoing our bed.
Well, that's
have you ever
too
seen how I sleep
you.
When you travel?
No.
You've never come back and seen like that
you just
sliver of
over.
The bed? You know how I sleep. I can't sleep with any of the stuff
you
in our room.
You go and sleep with Jay.
No, I sleep on a, it's about 1 foot wide piece of the end of the bed. And I fold back the 17 blankets and I just tuck myself in there. I'm like a bookmark. And I sleep there flat and I get up and I put the page back when I leave in the morning.
You do you, boo.
It's a horrible, horrible system.
I like my pillows.
I know.
I'm not getting rid of them.
I get
I
you a
actually
few more.
Just
I think we're short on pillows as you talk about it. I was wondering that on the way home. What's missing from this house? Wait, do I have pictures of my kids? No, that's not it. Oh, yeah, it's a new pillow. That's what I'm missing.
This show is sponsored by BetterHelp.
Do you know what a social battery is?
I do.
You've just had yours recharged.
I really
I'm
have.
I'm not hearing beep, 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 beep anymore. How did you do it?
So I have to say our travel and then coming back to having the kids home for an entire week was not easy. But it's been really nice now that everybody's back in school, now that we're back on the right timeline.
You need to get reset.
I really, really did. And I'm
so
not.
So how'd you do it?
I'm no stranger to therapy. I had a nice long session with my therapist and we talked all about these communication tools and coping skills. And it was really a breath of fresh air to go back and get recharged.
So if you're thinking about starting therapy, give BetterHelp a try.
Definitely give BetterHelp a try. It is entirely online. It is designed to be flexible and convenient for your schedule. And all you have to do is fill out a brief questionnaire and you will be matched with a licensed therapist. And you can switch out therapists if that doesn't work for you very, very easily.
Find your social sweet spot with BetterHelp.
Visit BetterHelp.com/Sheena today to get 10% off your first month. That's BetterHelp, HELP.com/Sheena.
Okay, your turn. Go.
My question,
what do you want to know?
Do you mind?
Probably not.
If a girl, like whether it's your girlfriend or your wife, has a lot of guy friends.
Depends which one.
What do you
if
mean?
If it's my wife, I don't like it. If it's my girlfriend, hey, go do what you want.
No.
It's not official. It's just twice a month. Like,
no.
Go do what you want to do.
Before we got married,
second
you're...
Tuesday, fourth Tuesday. I mean, you gotta take care of the rest
is
of the
serious.
Month. Do I care if?
Yes. Like,
the
do you
girl...
care if I had like 14 different guy friends?
Yeah.
But only like one girlfriend.
Yeah.
But like a lot of guy friends. Would you mind?
It's hard to envision this scenario.
Why?
Because it's not true.
Like I have lots of guy friends.
It is hard for me to imagine
yeah.
12 guys
yeah.
around you
yeah.
who are your friends
yeah.
who at some point
yeah.
don't someone is going to develop feelings for you in here.
Okay.
And then I'm going to have to deal with that.
So?
And I don't want to deal with that.
So you're jealous?
No, I'm not jealous at all. I'm the opposite of jealous. I don't want to deal with the how you're going to feel when you're going to be like, I thought he was my friend and then he bought me this underboob deodorant and I don't know what the hell that means. And I'm going to be like, oh, he likes you. And you're
going to
say, no, it's because I was sweating at the gym with him. I'm like, you are a complete moron. This guy likes you and he doesn't know what to do about it. And then the guy's going to like one day have an extra drink and make a move and then it's going to be all this drama. And I'm like, I don't want that
drama. So guys don't like that. Guys don't like it when their girlfriends or their wives.
Guys can't be friends with girls. Like if you took 12 guys.
Yeah.
And you said to them, here's this friend of yours who you really like and she's attractive.
But she's married.
She's, yeah, yeah. She's married.
And she has kids and she's very happily married and she has no interest in you. She just really likes you as a person.
Yeah, it's not about you.
It's about
them.
Okay.
They will see you. They'll be attracted to you.
Yeah.
And if you see them, hi, bye, okay, no big deal.
Yeah.
But if you're like, hey, let's go to the gym and let's go to a movie and let's hang out. At some point, you're just torturing these poor imaginary friends.
No, because, okay, friends. So what? They're not imaginary.
You don't have 12 guy friends who you hang out with. How many guy friends have you had in your life?
A lot. I really enjoy chatting with both sexes.
Okay.
Because I enjoy both perspectives.
But I'm telling you, how many of those guy friends had crushes on you?
None.
Bullshit. Ask them if you have had a crush on Sheena. Leave a comment.
No. I have friends that I enjoy talking to and they give me a different perspective. And I actually have a friend that I chat with and you are friends with him too. And I chat with him regularly and he offers me this really, really nice perspective that is very similar to yours.
I'm not worried about having and you're going to name some person. And we know the husband and the wife, or we know the brother and the sister, or whatever. Yeah. I'm thinking about a scenario
where it's just
it's just you and the bros, Sheena and the bros. Okay. Do you ever wake up?
Yeah.
And out of nowhere, like you don't know what the hell you ate, you don't know what you dreamed, but you wake up and you're like, oh, there's a very sexy person sleeping beside me. I should wake them up.
I do that
for puzzling.
Okay.
Do you ever do that?
No.
No, I know you don't do that, obviously. I know that part. But do you ever wake up like that?
Thinking that?
Yeah.
Sometimes.
Really?
No,
no. No, you're lying. You don't have to lie for me. I know my truth. I sleep like a bookmark on the side. You can't even find me between all the pillows. But is that a you thing or is that I think that's a you thing.
It might be a me thing. I definitely think that I am less likely to initiate than other women. But I think that men are more likely to initiate most of the time. Like in general.
Ladies.
Yeah. Correct me if I'm wrong.
Comment.
Maybe it's just me. But I think it depends on like the person. It's person to person.
Depends on who's the bookmark beside you. Which of your 12 friends? Who stayed over for hugging?
Listen,
yeah.
You don't have to make out with every single one of your friends.
You don't?
No.
That's what it said at my job.
Do you assume that if I have a friend, then naturally they're going to want to stay over and be a bookmark in my bed?
Because that's what they want.
No, that's not what every single friend wants.
I know.
I have many guy friends.
You don't have many guy friends. You keep saying that. You can't count your cousins. Like, that's such a weird thing.
No, but I'm also friends with their wives. But I like their husbands just as much.
You do not have many guy friends.
I do.
We can count them on the number of pillows you have in this house.
That's
actually
a lot.
That means you have 1,000.
That's a lot. Okay. I have guy friends and I like them and I enjoy their perspectives. And there's no attraction at all. It's just we enjoy each other's company and perspectives.
Okay. I'll play along.
Okay.
Pretend we actually hang out with other people. That's helpful. It makes you seem more social. I'll do it. I'll do it for you. I know you're selling commercials now. Like, I'm just going to go along with this fantasy that you're starting. You actually have long conversations with your friends that you go out with. We're sitting here at night. You put on makeup to do the podcast, but you didn't change out of your pajama. And somehow you're like, oh yeah, this is cool. I'm going to go in my pajama. I'm going to do makeup. I'm going to be in the basement. They're going to believe that you have friends. What? Like, okay, cool. Let's do it.
Stop telling people.
No, you have friends. You have so many friends. We have to wrap up, folks. There's 17 people upstairs waiting for us to play a cool game because we're super social and fun.
Okay, last question.
Yeah.
Do you care if I'm wearing makeup or not?
I already addressed the caring part. Is it you? Is it one of the kids? No.
More makeup or less makeup?
What is this that you have right now?
This is...
Like on 1 to 10, what is this? Then I can answer less or more.
This is like a 3.
This is a 3?
Yes.
For sure less then.
Less
like I'm
than
on
this?
The range of less. If this is a 3...
This is a 3.
Then what's a 6? Like Benson's and like a whole party and...
Benson's?
9 is what like... Dream on! That's 9?
It's not realistic.
You're like
realistic.
A circus person.
That's not realistic. That's not like... That was a joke.
Yeah, so that... But
when
was
I pull
that a 10?
The Benson's and when I do like... primer and foundation and I like spray it and I bake and all of those things, that's a full 10.
I don't know.
And I don't even think I do a full 10 most of the time.
And
I
cannot tell the difference between a 10 and like a 6. Baking and spraying to me, those are terms that are left
that's
for
so
showering
the makeup...
in the kitchen. Not, they're not for your face.
So the makeup lasts longer
but
and all
I cannot
night.
Tell, honestly.
Okay. So if this is like a 3.
Yeah. Like if you said to me right now, we're going to a wedding, I'd be like, cool, let's go. Why are you dressed like this?
No, I would
I'd be
never
like, wait, your face is ready, but nothing. You wouldn't wear this much to go to a wedding?
I would wear more.
Oh, like I would. I have no clue.
Like
why.
I would put the fake eyelashes in. I would color in my eyebrows. I would...
Eyebrows, you color?
Yes.
No, really.
Really?
Do you know they look like two black caterpillars on your forehead right now? No. What more are you coloring?
You have to like make them... like full.
This is absolute nonsense that ladies do for each other.
Who does it for each other?
You do it for
your ourselves.
For just for you and for the other lady who's gonna be like, oh wow, I like the way you colored in the box square on your eyebrow.
No, when I do my makeup and I do it nicely, you say, wow, you look really pretty.
You look pretty right now.
Thank you.
There's no, this is a 3. I'm shocked.
What did you think it was?
Like a 5, 6?
To sit here in the night and do a podcast?
That's, I was wondering whether you had your friends coming over later.
I have
the way
a little tinted moisturizer on, a little mascara, and a winged eyeliner.
I think you have a problem accepting compliments. You should talk to someone about that.
About what?
You look great right now.
Thank you.
You cannot get like the gap between where you are now to after you do your grilling and baking and setting and defrosting. I don't know all the terms you do to your face before we go somewhere.
Yeah.
That gap is negligible. Like 0 to 3 is bigger gap than 3 to 10, I think.
No.
Like you look like you're done now.
I'm done.
Yes, you're going to go put stickers and like foreign objects you want to put.
No, I'm done. Like if I was going like anywhere for the day, I'm done. I needed to not look shiny and not look.
You're just like, I can just speak to you in Hindi now. And it's the same level of understanding we're going to have in the conversation.
Okay.
So less, because on the spectrum, if I'm like,
and
if I had to choose how you would
like
look
that?
Every day, and you said this is the middle point, like this is a 5, I would be like, that's fine, but I would still lean less. I'd be like, okay, a little bit less. You don't have to like do your mascara and all that.
Yeah,
more would be
way too much.
Like, why? Where are we going like this?
Right?
Like, is someone? Like where I, if I see more makeup, I feel like I have to stay out past 11. So I don't want that.
No.
But if this is a 3, then I'm for sure under 5.
Maybe a 4. Yeah.
Well, that's just because I'm getting worked up and became
maybe
a 4.
Yeah.
I don't know. It's still, I'm a 5 and less guy.
I did this in like 5 minutes.
It doesn't matter how long it took you.
Yeah. When I do a full face of makeup, it takes me a half hour.
Yeah, that's time you could get back.
Okay. Last question. What is the most attractive feature on a woman?
It's not a feature.
Okay.
It's a trait.
Okay.
Confidence. That's the number one most attractive thing in anybody.
Yep.
Confidence.
I agree.
If you don't have confidence,
Everything else suffers.
It's energy.
Yeah.
You could meet someone, you could look at them, you could have that initial, you know, appeal or attraction.
Yeah.
But if there is a lack of confidence,
yeah,
then the conversation fades and everything goes downhill from there. Because that infatuation can only last so long.
Yeah.
With confidence, mm-hmm, that just, the person knows they're worthy of your time and attention, and then they get it. And mm-hmm, the energy goes up.
Mm-hmm.
Without confidence, they're questioning whether they are even...
what they're doing.
Whether they deserve you. And I've been telling you this recently, right? Like, wherever your energy is, you go.
Mm-hmm.
So a confident person knows they deserve what's best, and they get that.
Mm-hmm.
When you're lacking in confidence, you get the opposite.
Mm-hmm.
You say, I don't deserve this, and then you don't get it because you're constantly focused on the negative.
Mm-hmm.
So for me, it's confidence. That's the... it's not even close.
Mm-hmm.
There's confidence, and then there's... everything else is a distant runner-up.
Yeah.
Okay, you have to give your own answer.
That is
nose.
My answer.
It's nose.
It's not
I
nose.
Thought it was nose.
It is confidence, and I think there's a really, really fine line between confidence and, like, being overconfident. I think humility coupled with that confidence is, like, the sweet spot for me. Like, when you mix in the humility with kindness and that confidence, like, you don't need to show anybody anything, but you just know that you're good in your skin. I love that. To me, that's the most attractive thing.
I thought you were going to say sense of humor. Well, anyways, sometimes you bet on the wrong horse, people. Wait, you're supposed to sing a song. I always forget that you're a singer. You know any song about horses?
No.
But any I know a country
song.
Songs?
Yeah, I know a country what? Song. You've got a way with me.
I just bring you a pillow.
Somehow you got me to believe.
You're gullible.
In everything that I could be. I've got to say, you really got away.
I got away.
Ooh.
Like I ran away?
Like you've got away.
Where did I go? Oh, see, punctuation's important in songs, people.